I'm Tommy Gimler, fresh off of a curb stomping at home, courtesy of the Minnesota Vikings. We're ready for the 2015-16 NFL postseason preview here at the Daily Upper Decker.
The Daily Upper Decker, nothing but sports and crap.
All right, guys, welcome. It's a very special panel here tonight. Some of us are drinking beer. Some of us are drinking nothing. Others are halfway through their 750 of Jack Daniels. The old number seven over there.
Is that a plastic bottle?
It is.
It is. I mean, that's rare to show up.
Yeah. They make a plastic now. It's very difficult.
Still the same old 80 proof Jack, though.
Still works.
It is. Yeah,
still,
that's the job done for Mike.
And you know, I don't even think it was sealed on its way in. I think that was just like it's old trustworthy.
I had already started.
Well, right, but I feel like you've had that bottle for like 6 years, and that it's just one that you fill up with.
You have
the old Costco size bottle at home.
I bought it today.
Where?
I only buy the little ones because, you know, if you buy the big one, then you end up with the shakes.
Yeah, then you're an alcoholic.
Then you're an alcoholic. Yeah. If you walk up the hill to go to your buddy's house and in front of his buddy's wife.
That's when people start judging you.
Yeah, that's right. I had your wife. And you know what? She gave me the dirty eyes.
Speaking of dirty eyes, let's go to the phones right now. Let's hear from Packer fan Doug from Kenosha. Here's, this is what he has to say after the Packers
let's
lost
go,
at
Doug.
Home 20-13 to the Minnesota
Doug.
Vikings.
Let's go.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call there. You know, it's not even it's got nothing to do with this McCarthy play calling. You know, I just don't understand if Aaron Rodgers and these you know what can't even get out of bounds at the end of the game. Just a little disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? I don't know about his he's more red carpet than red zone. I'm on the phone. He went to this match. Yeah. You know, he's just disrespecting everything that Brady and NFL did for his community not even a decade ago. The guy used to show up on game day and cargo shows. You got this guy getting a limousine to the game, for Christ's sake. I don't know. I think it's time to give that Scooter Posey a look there and, you know, just see how it goes. I'm not expecting much for them, but, you know, if they make it to the Super Bowl or whatever, of course I'll root for them. It's where I go Pac-12, you know. Huh? No! They called the radio! Go inside! Sorry. I think my dog found a deer.
So it's tough times for Packers fans right now. Tough times. You know, WTMJ is getting a call like that. You know, it's I like how he generalizes the whole game and what's going on in Green Bay. And you know, when you call in the local radio stations at home, they're gonna break down play by play, right? They're gonna want to talk about that second quarter, second down where Rodgers decided to throw to Jones instead of a wide open Devontae Adams cutting across the middle.
Should have hit Cooney.
Yeah, you're right. I think this Coon should see 20 carries a game. He averages 6 yards every time he touches the ball.
Good things happen when Coon's on the field. That's all I know.
But I think Doug from Kenosha sums it up there. Too many red carpets instead of red zones. And I think if we're going to start our postseason preview there, and I think that...
you're going to make the Hollywood reference, eh?
Yeah, it is. Ever since he... When everyone thought that he was a homosexual... He had something to prove. Like, no, I'm a great player. I'm a man on the field, right? You know, whatever. I'm gonna play the game. And every single time everyone doubted him, he was a better player. And now he's on top of the world, right? He's got no doubts. He's got the girl. He's got the MVPs. He's got the Super Bowl.
She's awesome.
Yeah, he's got the commercials. Olivia Munn.
Yeah, take it easy there, Mike.
Has she ever been naked? Has she ever been naked in a movie?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I believe the boobs have
been
available on
the first Magic Mike.
Yeah,
she showed some boobs. Yeah, unless it was he was dating her.
Did she really? Olivia Munn showed her boobs. Yeah. Kate, Olivia Munn showed her boobs in Magic Mike.
The first one.
Yeah,
I'm gonna look up Olivia Munn naked real quick.
Yeah, you do it on your phone. My wife.
I think it could have been a stunt double, but if not,
I think she was one of those chicks that had like her naked pics leaked. You know, but
I know Olivia Wilde's were fake in the Change Up movie,
right?
But Olivia Munn's, I think, are the real deal.
Well, she's also
she was part of the Fappening. She was part of the Fappening. Remember
she's,
the Fappening?
She's a pretty fancy human being. Well, she's smart.
She's outstanding. I'm just saying, ever since he got the girl and he's on top of the world, he's got nothing to prove anymore. And since he's had nothing to prove, he just looks lost out there. Granted, his O-line is pretty brutal.
Now,
his wide receivers run terrible routes.
One Tom Brady, whose wife earns 10 times what he does.
Yeah, but he had the whole deflate. But he had the whole deflate thing.
Still wins the championships.
But yeah, but I mean, he's out to prove the world wrong again. Every single time, like they say, he's too old. Remember last year during the Super Bowl week 4, they were like, "Wow, have we seen the last of Tom Brady?" And all of a sudden, boom! The last 12 weeks, he's the best quarterback in the league. And it's like every time you say something about him, he shoves it in your ass. And like I think Rodgers,
he'd like to do that.
Yeah, Rodgers. I really think you would. But I don't know. That's my take on the Packers. I agree with Kenosha Doug.
I think it's probably just a year off. You know. Soon he's only 32 still. Like you said, he's doing the Hollywood thing, having a good time. He'll be back. They'll break up. Something will happen. Yeah.
I was looking up Olivia Munn naked pitch the entire time. What were we talking about?
And did, nice. did we get anything on that?
I'll have a photoshopped ones, I think. I don't know.
Do you think those ones are?
I'm going to have to do more research later.
Olivia Munn
on.
Made... Mike. There's not naked pictures.
Yeah.
The pictures are actual pictures that she sent to her boyfriend.
The fappening.
Oh, she was part of that.
She was part of that leak. Yeah, yeah. I found some of those. But
Bush or no Bush? I'll go no Bush.
Looks like no Bush. Well, that's not really her, I don't think.
No. These are pictures where she's pointing to different holes in her body. And
speaking of no Bush, Oscar Annette just shared an album on my timeline.
That he can abuse them any way he would like.
Does she have as hearty and robust body parts as Hope Solo?
Oh my God!
I'm not sure I'm well versed in the Hope Solo body parts.
You might start sucking dick over there if you ever see Hope Solo's body parts.
I have seen that, and I'm sorry. I have to say that Olivia's pictures are wicked hotter than Hope's.
Yeah, we believe
in
that.
2004, my Uncle Mike got
Hope Solo's
beat with a tire iron in the face, pretty hard, and I hadn't seen anything that had taken a beating like that since Hope Solo's poon. It was pretty brutal.
I've seen the Hope
it's
Solo
like, fuck
photos.
Jeremy Stevens. Yeah. Like, I think the entire offensive line was in that shit.
Yeah.
Very
got,
meaty.
She got plowed pretty good.
If you were like, hey, one chick on the U.S. soccer team got fisted by Abby Wambach, that's the one right there. It's probably the only one where the fist could fit.
Yeah, this one says Olivia Munn topless scene in Magic Mike. She said it didn't feel gratuitous, and it actually kind of wasn't. She was just kind of putting her shirt on after a little, hookup.
I'll be watching that tonight.
But if they are hers, which she's not denying it, they're nice.
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah,
good for Aaron Rodgers if he ever actually sees them when they're not making lip sync videos on Vine, because that's what he likes to do.
That's not gay at all, is it?
No, not at all.
Who do you think in that relationship gets their nipples played with more, Olivia Munn or Aaron Rodgers? I'm not a nipple guy. If Katie rubs my nipples, like, I hit her. Like, I don't like it. Like, it's very uncomfortable.
Yeah, Rodgers probably likes it, I'm guessing.
I would say, I bet you Rodgers loves, like, a good fucking, you know, tie me up,
he
put
likes
a gag in my mouth.
He likes a little nipple massage.
And I'm a Packers fan. I think I'm just really upset with him right now, and I'm fucking throwing him under the bus.
Says here, Aaron Rodgers super psyched with share tickets in his stocking from Olivia Munn.
Is that an Onion article?
No, just
it's good.
I thought it was Adele.
Speaking of sheer disappointment.
The gays like Cher, you guys know that?
Oh, yeah. I've heard. I like them. I mean, I think.
No, they do. That's one of the reasons why she's had a hit in every decade since the 60s.
Yeah.
All right. So, Jem, before the NFL season started, Gary, myself, Barry, and Andy Ostroff, everybody's favorite comic out in New York, sat down and we did a little over-under challenge, right? So we listed all the overs and unders in front of each other, and then we each got 6 picks. Okay. Gary was 1-5.
Horrible.
1-5. He took the Redskins under 6.5, the Patriots under 10.5, the Vikings under 7.5, the Titans over 5.5.
So far, so good.
And the Arizona under 8.5.
Oh, yeah. All great picks.
All... Like, losses big time. I mean, it wasn't even like, hey, we were within, like, one there.
Yeah.
And then he also took the Texans over 8.5, which squeaked out today,
hell
baby,
yeah,
to make sure that he got on the
love
board
my
with the
Texans.
Win.
That's some bad sauce, man.
Tommy took the Oakland Raiders over 5.5 wins.
Nice.
The Carolina under 8.5. That was over by week 9. The Falcons over 8.5.
The Falcons.
Yeah, that could have hit today, but it did not.
It didn't, yeah.
The Cowboys under 9.5. That was a lock. The Seattle under 11, which snuck in.
Wow.
And the Jaguars over 5.5, which would have hit if they would have won today. So I ended up 3-3.
So you would have been 4-2 as well.
Correct.
Jags or the
other guys tied, 2-tie, all tie. Andy Ostroff, New England over. Remember, he was NFC East heavy, or AFC East heavy. He was all over that. He took the Patriots over 10.5.
He was an asshole.
Buffalo Patriots under 8.5, and Buffalo won just 8 games.
Yep.
The Colts, it was a bold choice. He said the Colts are going to push at 11. That did not happen.
Yikes.
The Jets under 7.5. That did not happen. The Giants under 8.5. That hit. And the Dolphins under 9. That hit. So he went 4-2. And then Barry Guitar Murphy, the Chicago under 7. The 49ers under 7. The Rams under 8, you cocksucker. The the Chargers over 8 did not hit. And the Steelers under 8.5 did not hit. But the Tampa Bay, this was the pick of the year. Tampa Bay push at 6. Yep. Push. That's a ballsy bet right there. To say, no, I'm not going to go over under. I'm going to say
those
they're going to push.
Ballsy part is that I forgot until you told me.
I would have thought they would have done better.
Great pitch. So
overall, not
two.
Bad. 4-2, 4-2, 3-3, 1-5.
Yeah. Who's that 1-5 guy again?
Gambling Gary.
Yeah.
Tough.
Oh, rough year for him.
And it was like your first three picks really took a beating. That was a Hope Solo Poon pick right there. All three really just took a beating.
Yeah. My wife hasn't slept with me for months. She knows I've not been doing so hot.
So, well, since we just proved how awesome we are at that, guys, let's talk about the upcoming postseason picture, all right? So now that the Packers lost, they are now the 5 seed in the NFC. The number 1 seed, the Carolina Panthers, 15-1, followed by the number 2 seed, Arizona Cardinals. Number 3 seed now, the Minnesota Vikings. God, do we have any numbers on what it was for them to win the NFC North at the beginning of the year?
Man,
with the Packers being 4-1 Super Bowl favorites? To win the NFC North, that had to be like plus 2,000.
They were 48-1 to win the Super Bowl, the Vikings.
The Vikings.
Yeah.
So to win the NFC North with like plus 1,500 or 15, plus?
It was probably 12.
12 between, 12. Yeah.
I'd give it a 12. 12-1 probably.
Number 4, winning the East, the Washington Redskins. That had to be up there. They were by far picked by everybody.
Everyone hated them at the beginning.
Number 5, Green Bay Packers. And number 6, Seattle Seahawks. So let's stay in the NFC, guys. Who do you like? Barry Murphy, talk to me, buddy.
I like Washington to beat the Packers. I mean, like, I know it.
Kick
like,
them when they're down.
Well, no, but we always.
Careful, my wife's washing knives right now.
We always react to what we just saw, and like what we just saw right there was pretty sad. And Washington, every week, they win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they get better.
They won freaking 9 games. They're supposed to win, what, 6, we said?
You like that?
Was that what Kirk Cousins said?
And then, I can throw a soundbite in there.
But more interesting is what will the spread be, and like we were just talking in. As much as it may be the Redskins should be favored, they probably won't be.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you got to like them.
Yeah.
I think it's just one of those things right now, and you're not even a Packers fan. I think if you're just someone who's watched the NFL, that you're just expecting somebody like Aaron Rodgers and that offense to snap out of it. And the bottom line is that there's nobody on it. He doesn't have a tight end. Like, Dick Rodgers scored a touchdown again tonight, but he's a bad tight end. It's the same thing. He doesn't run the right routes.
Huge ass. He's a massive ass. Yeah. He's a really round tight end. Very big.
Which is ironic for a name of Dick Rodgers. You wouldn't expect the huge ass to be part of his repertoire.
Yeah, I like the Redskins too. And I'd take the Seahawks all day. I don't know what the spread's going to be, but
I bet you it comes out at like 4.5, 5, is up to 6, 6.5 by the time you blink. I don't know if it ever makes it 7, though.
No.
Think so?
Can't. Maybe. I mean.
Well, and the one wild card too in the Seahawks-Vikings game is Marshawn Lynch, right? Mm-hmm. So he hasn't played
that's true.
In weeks, and he's supposed to hit practice on Monday.
Yeah,
and they've been winning, and they've been curb stomping people without him. With Christine Michael, I don't think it looks like Christine, but I don't think it's pronounced Christine.
Kristen, I believe.
Yeah.
Kristen Michael.
Kristen I don't think it Michael. Was when he came into the league, and I think he got so much shit. I think he took a couple broomsticks up the pooper in the locker room, and they're like, "Hey, make sure that the sports information guys now know that it's Kristen."
I drafted him like 2 years in a row as like a deep bench guy because every year it's like, "Oh, this guy's gonna be awesome," and he fucking sucks every year. And now all of a sudden he might be okay. That's bullshit.
Yeah, the best thing for him was probably not wearing a suit on the flight home for a Dallas Cowboys game, so they could cut him and get picked up by the back. You was supposed to be a stud backup, then went over to the Cowboys, got cut by them, and now he turned out to be a good.
I kind of feel that same way. So you know how Kristen Michael left and Seahawks picked him up.
You can call him Christine on this show.
Christina Michael. He gets picked up by the Seahawks. He's lucky as fuck.
Christine.
Today I'm watching the Patriots game with my wife, my lovely wife, and Steven Jackson's the starting running back today. And I'm like, are players just sitting around praying for the Patriots to have another injury so they can, like, somehow, like, regenerate their careers and like come out of retirement
Super Bowl.
And win a fucking Super Bowl. He's never been in the playoffs, Steven Jackson, until
really?
Now. Yeah, never been in the playoffs. Rams,
oh my
Falcons.
God, I never would have
all
that.
Of a sudden, he's in the playoffs with the Patriots.
Well, what about even like
he's
going to so
score
I'm
three
this,
touchdowns
he'll be like the
against
LeGarrette
Arizona?
Yeah.
In
the Patriots fan has awoken.
Yes. Thank you.
The like on the same thing as the Steven Jackson front. Imagine if Wes Welker would have held out for two more weeks and
yeah.
not like chosen the Rams.
Yeah,
you don't think the Bills or not the Bills, the Patriots would have come calling?
Hey,
they would have been all over his fucking doorstep. Get back in here.
Yep. Head injuries go a long way.
What are you talking about?
The guy's a retard.
Well, I think that Belichick still would have taken a chance on him.
Yeah, he can he still catch an out route for 6 yards for
no.
a first down? Oh,
no.
Okay. Well,
do we have his stats? Can we Google
can.
His stats?
He catches it now and just keeps running.
Starts baking a pie on the sidelines.
They've got to put the Forrest Gump sign up like, stop.
Where am I?
Stop, Wes. Stop.
He starts taking his pants off.
Sad but true, my friend.
He just takes his pants off and starts.
Wes, what are you doing?
Fucking a pie. What are you doing?
He's got 11 catches for 86 yards in the Rams offense. That would translate in the Patriots offense to 50 receptions,
absolutely.
400 yards,
five
and
touchdowns.
Four scores.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Steven Jackson started and had a touchdown today. That's all I know. He'll be fucking probably hoisting the Super Bowl trophy. Most
he
likely.
Looks concussed. If he hasn't done so already, he needs to dedicate his, science, or his brain to science.
Who's that?
Wes Welker.
Oh, yeah.
When he's looking in. He's yeah. either like,
could
you know,
the
just
Molly,
so
though.
Doped
could
up on Molly.
Done.
Exactly.
Could be the Molly. Yeah.
Never know.
Ugh. All right, so are we all taking the Seahawks over the Redskins? The Seahawks over the Vikings?
I think straight up, yeah, I would.
Yeah.
I don't know about the number yet.
Vikings might get a backdoor cover.
Money line, where's the game?
It'll be in Minnesota.
Which,
but
did,
the
didn't
Seattle
the Seahawks
just went up
the
there.
Shit out of yeah. them? Like,
Minnesota wins that game.
No way.
Wow, I want to hear your reasoning. You can't just say something and then just back off.
But
you
he does that like, all the time.
You got to tell me why they win the game. Why does Minnesota win the game? You saw them tonight against a terrible Packers team.
Okay. Reason number one, Seattle can't play in weather. They can't play in cold.
I thought it was pretty fucking cold the last time they played, right? Let me get the Vikings.
It might not have been.
Keep going, Jim, while I bring up the...
When they played him like four
Secondly,
weeks ago...
Secondly, Marshawn, they say he's coming back, but he's not coming back.
They don't need him.
Is this inside information?
Nope. No.
Yeah, he is an NFL Network guy, right?
Yeah, so all right,
man,
so I want
fuck all that.
I want to hear.
Hey,
I'm
a worker bee, man.
I want to hear about this Vikings linebacker. Speaking of Vikings players, all right, we're on the Vikings Seahawks game right now.
Here we go.
So I want to hear about this Vikings linebacker. What's his name? Anthony Barr.
That's
yeah.
So you got one of your pals. All right. So what was the story? Like it was
talk,
a follow.
I can't talk about it. I can't.
Come
do
on.
This. No, I can't do it.
No one's listening. It's the first one of the year.
I'll step in and just say what I heard, not from Mike, but from somebody else.
Right, because she's one of these real housewives, right?
Yeah, she looks like one. Anthony right. Barr's mother. Just Google her. There's a couple hot pics out there. You can,
did you see pictures of her? She's
who
smoking.
Looks like a housewife?
Yeah, she oh. does. She totally looks like a housewife. She's like real housewife of wherever the fuck Anthony Barr's
Maybe
from.
Instead of the Daily Upper Decker, we should put like NFLplayersmoms.com.
There you go. That's not bad.
Is that taken?
Delonte West would definitely
oh,
take a run
man.
At her.
Yes, yeah. yes. Oh, dude, definitely. No doubt about
it. NFLplayersmoms.com.
She looks horny.
Safari can't find the server.
You just meet someone and you're like,
she
that person's horny.
Super horny, yeah.
Like,
that's
honestly,
Anthony,
like if my wife was
Anthony
a bitch
Barr's mom.
I'd
be a good bumper sticker. You look horny.
Your
and
mom
people
looks...
would always quite, they'd like look in the mirror and they'd be like, what am I? Why am I yeah. believe this?
Anthony
Maybe
Barr's mom
look
looks
horny.
Like, just she looks super horny. No big deal.
NFLplayersmoms.com is available. Should we buy it and
I
just start throwing
should.
Pictures
yeah.
up?
Yeah.
Buy it.
Kate, Definitely. What do you think? Can I borrow $3 for the domain name?
NFL players.
Yeah.
$2.99 for the first year.
I got a buck like 50 that. On it.
There you go.
I'll get in for half. All right, 50%. NFLplayersmoms.com.
Totally.
And every single title is just like Anthony Barr's mom is a fucking hottie.
Lori Barr, first article. Yeah. Written by Garth Darkness. That's my alias. Garth Darkness.
Even though Jeff Janis' mom once worked at a Quick Trip, she's fucking hot. All right, so what was the story about Anthony Barr and his mom?
That he was, you know, he got drafted and they were doing some.
But, yeah, so all the NFL, NFL Network or whatever networks were following him.
Yeah, you know,
they
do
they're all in the house and they're taking pictures.
Slice of life, like everyone's happy, you know, everyone's cheering for Anthony. And, you know, obviously Anthony's number one fan is dear old mom.
Uh-huh.
And but her number one fan, or actually the cameraman's number one fan, was Lori Barr.
And, yes.
Yeah. So there you go. You can make your connection.
So he gets
there.
Drafted to clear the house. Like all the lighting the union lighting guys get out, take everything out.
Yeah.
The whole crew.
Except for one.
Yeah. Maybe keep that guy behind real quick.
It happen in the house right there?
I have some trash to take out. And he would really, really help me out. Don't be with
my
your friends.
My understanding was it was more of a hookup later.
Like they went to the backstage in Culver City.
I've been there. Great spot.
That's got to be the closest bar to the NFL Network, or one of the two.
Yeah, no, that's not where it happened. But,
wait.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
The double tree right off of the 405 down by the Howard Hughes Center.
Much closer.
All right. Much closer to that. All right. So Anthony Barr's mom fucks camera guys. I think that's great.
Yeah. That's real great.
True story.
Yeah. Anyways, go Vikes.
Looks like the
– Go Vikes.
All right, so if we go back to the Seahawks-Vikings score, right? The box score?
Yeah.
38-7.
Yes. And it was 38-0, I believe, until Cordero Patterson ran a kickback.
No, I'm sorry. It was 35-7.
Either way.
At that time, yeah. And then they ended up tacking on a field goal in the fourth quarter for good measure. But if I remember right, it was fucking freezing that day, and they just went in and took care of business. And if you watch even Russell Wilson today, like they're in – And it seems to be happening all when Jimmy Graham went down the injury.
That is a good point.
Like, you want to talk about somebody who just cost himself millions upon millions of dollars. If he probably would have just shut his mouth in New Orleans, they would have signed him to, like, one of those five-year, $80 million deals because he was such an important part of that offense.
Yeah.
But instead, he runs his mouth. And for God, he's an ugly motherfucker, too. Anthony Barr's mom. That's for sure.
Well, and then Benjamin Watson has like a career year for the Saints this year, too.
Right.
With Jimmy Graham gone. He could have had double those numbers, probably.
Right, and he's not going to go anywhere else and repeat that, right? So in the minute he goes down, all of a sudden Doug Baldwin steps up, becomes one of the biggest receivers in the NFL. These guys like Lockett, everyone else just steps up. I honestly don't think anybody's going to beat the Seahawks.
Paper Tiger.
Until.
That team sucks.
Until
they get to Carolina.
You think Carolina's
going to step Carolina
up?
Beats them.
Interesting.
Murph?
I completely disagree, but go ahead.
Wow, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
It's an open forum.
No, you go.
He wants to hear you're smarter.
Let's go, come on.
Give me some of your smart mouth, Murph.
I don't know. Yeah, there's so much stuff that has to happen before then. So, like, we're assuming nobody gets hurt. They both win, like, because would they play them, they would need some magic to happen, right? So Carolina's the two.
Yeah.
Or is Carolina
Carolina's one. Carolina's one, so they'll play
and
the
Seattle's
lowest.
Seattle's the five.
Yeah, they'll play the lowest seed.
No, they're the
six. They're the six.
Six, yeah. So they will play them second round. If Seattle wins the first round, they will play Carolina round two.
And who's Seattle got first round?
Minnesota.
Okay, so let's say.
Welcome back to the podcast.
So let's say Seattle beats Minnesota what? Do they handle them? I mean, I think obviously, you know.
Yeah, I'm predicting like 30-17.
23-14?
Something like that, yeah. A nice handy win for the Seahawks. Then
I would say Carolina because they did start to get respect gambling wise the last couple weeks of the year. I still think they would be favored by at least a field goal against Seattle.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know
and,
what I'm
I, and I think no. I think the
Carolina didn't play anybody, man. I mean, I know they beat the Packers midseason, but and then they beat the Giants, who ended up being a 6-win team.
Yeah,
they didn't have cream puff season. They had a very cream puff season. I think if Seattle does go to Carolina, they're a 2.5-point favorite.
Oh, wow.
No way.
Definitely. If Seattle manhandles.
I thought you were going to say Sarah told me. I'm like, what, your wife says that if they.
If Seattle manhandles Minnesota and goes to Carolina for the divisional round, right?
Right.
There's no way they're not favored by 1.5 to 2.5. No way.
You think Carolina.
Absolutely. I feel like Carolina is not a favorite in that game.
Wow. I'm going to have to go ahead and disagree with you on that. I think if you look at the two teams, I would say that Carolina, like let's say look at them like, offensively. I think offensively they're very similar.
Yeah.
Especially with Marshawn Lynch back, I think they're very, very similar. Defensively, I think the edge belongs to Carolina.
Marshawn,
I think they have more
Marshawn
of an edge.
I'm not saying that Carolina's not better. I'm just saying that they will not be favored.
Okay.
I don't think they'll be favored. Worst case scenario, it's a pick. I don't think there's any situation where Carolina's favored in that game if Seattle manhandles Minnesota.
What if the Seahawks plane crashes on the way to Carolina? Then do you think Carolina is going to be favored?
Pete Carroll will survive somehow. That guy will get out of a pickle, man. I'll tell you.
So I'm just trying to break down your statement.
Greasy.
You don't see any situation.
He's greasy.
I'd
be scales on that guy.
I just you know how gambling is. It's fuck. It doesn't ever make any sense. So. And then Washington will play Green Bay. And then the winner will play.
And I think at this point, even like Packers fans, I think like you heard them booing tonight. Yeah. That does it takes a lot for them to boo.
Yeah.
And most of the time when they're booing, they're like where people think they're booing, but they're mistakenly saying Coon because he just ran for a 2 yard first down.
A 2 yard dive.
Tell
exactly.
It to Stephen Avery.
Pull that dive.
2 yard dive on first and 10 to seal the win.
There was some Averys at that game tonight for sure. No question about it. There's like 78 of them. There's a couple of them.
All the Averys in the Netflix box.
Half of them have the same last name. They don't know their brothers, but they all have the same bangs, you know.
They set a record for like chicken wings consumed. They're free. Yeah, I don't have to pay for anything.
How far is Manitowoc from Green Bay?
Not far at all. Probably less than an hour.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah.
It's like a 6 hour tractor ride, I think.
The Averys in the Netflix box.
Can you get one of the salvage yard automobiles down there? You think? You know, I'd pick one up from the salvage yard.
Hey, give me the RAV4. The RAV4 still works, doesn't it? Yeah, we didn't crush that one.
Unbelievable.
Where do I leave my animals when I get there?
Wash the blood off.
Didn't crush that one. Of course not.
Yeah, why use the crusher that's right there that you own? Just hide the car behind three.
Just
two
put it behind
fours.
That broken pallet over there. Yeah, just rip that pallet apart. And put a couple of things
there.
You
ever need to hide a car? I got the 2x4s.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just lean a couple on there. That's what works, right? Yeah.
Dead tree.
Unbelievable.
And then a key? Yeah, where should we put the key? Just wait a couple of days.
Wash it off first.
Wait a couple of days.
We'll lock the scene down for 9 days, and at some point we'll just lay it there. And a bullet. Can you get a bullet?
Oh, I can get a bullet.
Let's get a bullet in the garage. What else can we do?
I wouldn't be surprised if they just went up to Stephen Avery and just asked him to rub these keys on his balls, and he did it. Like, he's just so fucking stupid.
I got an
idea. If they would have did it, they would have done it to Brendan.
Oh, sorry, you're right. Yeah, Brendan would have done that. Either way.
You think they were sitting around there like, let's talk to the retarded kid.
I rubbed that guy's balls.
Oh, for sure.
Let's see if we can just say you did it, right?
They probably went down to like the local American Legion bar, fucking said, hey, turn the open light off real quick. We got to fucking sit down.
Maybe they made some bets, too. Like, I bet you $10 I can get him to say he slit her throat. No way. You're out.
Fucking way. I'll just keep saying, don't lie to me,
Brendan. Don't lie to me.
Tell the truth.
Really, that's going to work?
And then what'd you do? Cut her hair.
It worked.
No, you think you can get her to draw a picture of it? Yeah, he'll do it.
Oh, totally.
Fucking worked.
He'll draw
they
some fucked
up
shit.
Retired.
Yeah. They'd all be sitting behind the bushes. They're probably all sitting behind like the, or they were behind the mirror too, like in Caddyshack when they're all like looking between the bushes. The rest of the cops are all sitting the other side of the mirror, like $10 says he eats it. Yeah, no, no. Oh man,
oh
I can't eat anything.
They're like exchanging dollar bills.
He said it.
That is so fucked up.
You ever rub this key on your balls? No.
No.
No. Did your uncle ever do it? No, I
told
don't know.
Me to.
I don't know. No, we know. Don't lie.
He told
you want me to help you out? You want me to help you out? I'm not going to help you out.
Yeah.
He told me I should do it.
What are you saying he had to, Brendan? I don't know.
I don't know. Not all of it.
Not all of it. He did say not all of it.
Is this going to be over? Because I got a homework project due in 6th period.
Don't worry about that, Brendan. We got you, bud. We got you.
What if he was like just amazing though, like just stupid, but like in prison he's like known as like the shark, and he just picks NFL games like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
Brendan, who do you like? I don't know. You think the Seahawks are gonna win? Yeah. Hey, the Seahawks won again! Unbelievable! They went in Arizona.
He picked them.
He's like that fucking manatee that pitched like 14 straight Super Bowl wins or whatever.
That's some brilliance right there.
They put a can of pork and beans in front of him and just make him roll it to the side, and he goes all the way.
That's some funny
maybe.
Shit.
So who do we like in the NFC?
I think the consensus is Redskins, Redskins and Seahawks. But he thinks Vikings.
Can you imagine what would be the over under of the Washington Redskins? Like, let's say the Washington Redskins make the Super Bowl. The over under for how many times Redskins is sending that broadcast?
Ooh.
They would just keep saying Washington,
Washington,
Washington, Washington.
Over under is going to be
2.5.
No.
Because they would slip.
They have to.
Washington.
The question is, the Redskins are playing in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Against
during the telecast.
Against Tom Brady and the New England Patriots.
Maybe not. Maybe the Steelers
would be. But how often does the broadcaster?
Yes.
Say how
like Joe Buck, Troy Aikman.
Which right? Okay. Is. Which it's CBS,
is
right?
It?
Yeah.
Oh, then Phil Sims will say it like
Jim Nance.
The Redskins.
Jim Nance would
really
not say
moving.
It.
Yeah, Jim Nance wouldn't say.
He
it
would
because,
make sure to say Washington every time. Yeah,
but
boy, Phil, Washington's really moving. Boy, this is Redskin football at its finest, Jim.
All right. So the answer is
these
CBS.
Skins
right?
are cutting
CBS
them up.
Broadcast. Yeah. I think the over under on how many times the word Redskins is said during the Super Bowl broadcast.
We're getting there. We're getting there.
I'm gonna wait. I'm ruminating on it. Hold the phone.
He's gonna fart.
Eight times.
Over under eight. Huh?
Well, we'll have to come back to that. We'll have to come back to it.
I think it's either 3 or 50. Like they either get the keys and then go for it, or just take it easy.
Yeah,
Phil Simms
says
it three times.
I think they're gonna say it as little
the
as humanly
count?
Possible.
The skins?
Nope.
No,
that's
no, because
that's not bad.
Personally,
it's
no.
Gonna be a moot point.
No. Personally, that's how I think that that team solves that controversy. Is you change the name of the team from Redskins to Skins. Guess what? Everybody has skin. We all have skin. So we're the Skins.
America.
If so, I drink a lot. Sometimes I get red skin.
Yeah,
true.
I sit out in the sun too much. I'm a redskin.
We're all redskins.
This
is deep. We're getting deep here. This might be the deepest we've ever gotten. Hey. Definitely the deepest podcast of the year so far.
Well, you invited Mike Jem. I will get deep.
All right. So when it comes down to it, do you guys see? So you actually think Seattle is going to beat Carolina and then face off against Arizona?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So going in, actually, I thought it was pretty weird that even going in that the Patriots and Cardinals going in today were. At the top of the Super Bowl favorites. They were both plus 350. Panthers plus 500, and then the Seahawks were right below them at plus 750.
Going into today, I think that was legit.
Yeah, I think that's because
Cardinals.
The
pass.
Cardinals had the easiest path because they're going to play the winner of Packers, Redskins, most likely, if the Seahawks beat the Vikings.
Right.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. So that's what they're assuming. That's what Vegas is assuming as well.
All right, so what would you say then? Like the Broncos were plus 1,000 going into today. Now they have the number one seed, the home field advantage.
That's
don't
weird.
You think that changes?
Yeah,
right?
It has to. They have to be like 6-1, 5-1, maybe.
Paper tiger.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch them either.
I wouldn't either.
See,
but
this is a year. Remember all these other years we would touch them.
Yeah. And Peyton's back now, right? He played today, so he's going to have another week to practice. They'll probably end up playing the most. I mean, they'll play the Steelers if the Steelers win.
Yeah, the Broncos. The Broncos are just kind of like that. They're like that hot chick in high school. You know, like your senior year of high school that you wanted to touch her, but you never could. And then all of a sudden, like, she
How about
to
you
college.
Wanted to date her? Because wanted to touch her, sounds like you follow her around the hall.
You want to get a good poke. So she goes to college and just becomes a Titanic whore. And just gets plowed, but she put on 20 pounds. And now, like, you don't want to touch her, but it happens. Because it's just like, you know, she's experienced, and it turns out to be the greatest time of your life.
You're like, might as well, yeah.
That could be the Broncos. And I told Sean. Our boy T-Shawn, the fabulous T-Shawn, who gets back from Asia. Hopefully he makes it. When he gets back, I told him at the beginning of the year, I said, no one is picking the Broncos.
Yeah.
I said, watch. This
what
will
if
be the year.
Sean gets a job like Bill Murray in that movie where he's like doing the Scotch?
Lost in Translation?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Like Sean becomes like the big voice of Asia?
Yeah.
Oh, you have a big voice?
I could see that.
Almost as big as penis.
What would it take for him to move there, I wonder?
Well, guys, I'm... kind of a phenomenon. I will write.
That fucking guy.
You could be right about the Broncos, though. Could be the under the radar year that they sneak in there.
Do they have golf courses over in Asia?
Are you kidding?
Is that why they love it so much over here?
No, there's no room. They don't. They're not allowed.
No
very
room.
Packed. Very constricted space.
There's nothing but.
It's
Asian
like
people.
When he's going through like.
You look. Yeah.
And we should put a golf course here. Nope, too many Asian people.
Women's panty vending machines everywhere.
That's it.
Yep.
It's true.
Well, true story.
He answered it.
All right, guys. So who are you taking in the AFC?
In the NFC? Room.
No, the AFC. We talked about the NFC.
All right, so no, we didn't finish, though. NFC, let's see. Who do you have? NFC, representing the Super Bowl in the NFC.
I'll fall for the Seattle.
Zona.
I'm going to go Seattle as well.
I'm going to go Arizona.
Okay, so we got two Zonas in Seattle. Mm-hmm. No love for the Panthers at all.
No, I think
is that
the Cardinals
because Cam Newton's black?
No, that team's going to
fall. Is that because Cam
Newton's
face. Black?
I think you're trying to get too deep here. And
am I?
If we need the ratings, we'll find out what our ratings are. We might address that in the NFC Championship round. I just I think that Arizona is just hands down a very complete team. I think
deep.
It's
They're
a great game.
Deep.
I could see either team going, but I do think that Seattle hits a wall when they get to Carolina.
So you think
especially arrested Carolina with Jonathan Stewart back, and that place will be going nuts.
You think Carolina will lose to Arizona in the
possibly? What if Arizona has like the easy route and they're good, and Carolina gets beaten against that Seattle defense and everything?
Okay.
I just think Arizona has the easy route to go.
Yeah, Seattle and Carolina could beat each other up a lot too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
I'll stick with Seattle.
All right, Mike Jem. Talk to me. AFC, Patriots fan. Talk to me. Where are we going with this?
We're going to the house. We're going to fucking win the Super Bowl.
But you have to be, on this show, you have to be able to back that up with
okay.
something.
I'm telling you that our offensive line right now looks like a Civil War hospital.
Okay.
Sawing people's legs off and shit. It's just pretty nasty.
Is it an exaggeration or literal?
No, I think it's literally okay. sawing.
Right. We're all the way back to the Civil War. Yeah. There's a couple other wars that could have used.
In between there, yeah. They were sawing off legs in Vietnam probably, too.
Probably World War One as well.
No, I don't know. Well,
look more
the
like
Korean
War,
maybe the
like war history. Or is this a conversation about the AFC East or about?
Well, you brought up the Civil War. Let's find out
the
what
war
was,
in Vietnam.
He's got good war analogies.
Yeah.
What was the major cause of death in the Civil War?
Oh shit! It's probably Brady. Dysentery or starving.
Victims. Dysentery is the number one killer.
Yeah, yeah.
So not getting your legs sawed off.
Died
dysentery.
Of not having food. Yeah.
Getting severe diarrhea with passage of mucus and blood.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, wow. Where
and
are we
guess
going?
What?
I think I had that after I ate my wife's s'mores tonight. Sent me running tonight. Got my
guess
wife
what?
A s'mores maker. I don't think we washed it.
There's
whatever
a
that 8-year-old Chinese kid made that in. He didn't wash it off.
There's a reason I was in on your wife tonight, because she makes a great fucking s'more.
There are great s'mores, but I don't think I deal well with the marshmallows. I think
it's a combination of that, the meat lover's pizza, and the 12 beers.
Maybe whatever it was.
It could be all bad food.
Might have been a little too much dish
evening.
Soap left over in the booth that I was drinking out of it.
Throw a few Hall's defense.
I think to answer your question, my friend, I think that the Patriots are... You're looking at a really good combination of playing possum and of actually being hurt. And you haven't seen the Patriots who are going to play in the playoffs.
I do agree
so
with it.
You know, the loss of the Jets, the loss of the Dolphins is...
All right.
It's booty cheese.
He's making a jerk-off motion
booty
with his hands.
Yeah, I made a jerk-off motion
describe it.
With
this is old-time radio. Let's describe it. We have a man next to a microphone.
The fart noise and the booty cheese.
It was
his
right
get
hand.
Make sure you get the hand gesture
in
there.
Up and down
it's,
on his...
It's the Heine and Frank show.
Morning, Zoo! We're going to have Amendola and Edelman back.
Edelman.
For the playoffs, yes.
Well, just,
are you an Avery brother all of a sudden?
From now on, if you're going to compare the offensive line to what was going on in the Civil War, you got to say it's just like they don't have their legs sawed off, but they just have severe runs with
dysentery.
Mucus and blood, just like the Civil War. Yeah. Just you can't say sawed off legs.
Well, there was every Civil War hospital had legs being sawed off.
620,000 soldiers died during the Civil War. 2/3 died of dysentery.
Yeah, there you go.
So I think dysentery. I'm just trying to get our readers, our listeners. I'm trying
legs.
To get everyone to like just understand. Like, you know, if you say sawed off legs, people might not know that.
Why don't you put a poll on your website? Diabetes. How many people got the analogy?
We'll see.
It's our O line. Our O line was the Civil War hospital. But guess what? We got a couple weeks off. And you better bring it.
They got
AFC.
Their legs sawed off, but hey, they've got some great fucking peg
what
legs
great
now.
World leader from history is Bill Belichick to you?
Oh, that's a great question.
Really good.
Who is he, Mike? Good, bad?
Oh, he's good.
Misunderstood?
He's good. He's good.
Give me a guy.
Kiss his daughter on the mouth.
God, his daughter's a fucking. Really? You put a wig on Mike Jem, and that's Bill Belichick's daughter. You ever seen that beast?
He kissed her on the mouth one time.
Oh.
Mike? Belichick did. Mike. Well, maybe Mike. I don't know. Mike's got a lot of stories.
Bill Belichick.
What does he say? What are we missing here?
He said he whispered JFK to me, and I'm waiting for how.
I didn't whisper it. I said
Bill
it right
Belichick
in the mic.
Is
JFK.
Bill Belichick is JFK?
What are the similarities between the two?
He just brings a different.
Well, he cheated on his wife, right?
Yeah.
A bunch of
Catholics love him.
Yeah.
I know that for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
There we go.
Boston.
We're doing the work for you.
I would also have to say, secondly, Churchill.
Okay.
You want to fuck with us? You want to beat us? You want to fuck me? Fuck you. We beat you back.
That's what Churchill said?
I think that's a
That'd
quote.
Be a great
yeah.
slogan. Yeah. You want to fuck me? Fuck you.
One of his fireside chats with FDR.
Welcome to Foxborough. You want to fuck me? Fuck you.
Let me bring it up. I think they actually recorded Churchill's Nobel Peace Prize acceptance speech. I think that was in there.
No, I think we have to fear is fear itself, you motherfuckers.
You want to fuck with me? I'll fuck with you, huh? Yeah. All right. Let us know when we're live. Are we live yet?
Oh, I'll do the fear one. I'll do the fear line. All right. That's better.
All right. So you like the Patriots, all right? Patriots fan. What do you think, guys? AFC? I honestly don't think they're going.
I don't either. I like Chiefs over Texans, Steelers over Broncos, and then Steelers over who the fuck did
Bengals.
Bengals. And then I like Steelers over Broncos, Chiefs over Patriots.
Wow.
Chiefs
in New England.
Wow.
Chiefs.
Wow.
Chiefs. I honestly said this like 5 weeks ago when they had won. They had won five in a row at that point. I'm like, I wonder what the odds are now on the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Because they were just like, there was something about them that they were red hot, that it didn't matter. Didn't matter they lost Jamal Charles, that they were still fucking rolling, fighting through. And
they kind of had a pretty puff schedule as well, too, down the stretch.
Yeah, but
a lot of teams were supposed to
have no injuries, though. No injuries other than Charles. And by the other two running backs are pretty good.
But think about it. Remember at the beginning of the year.
You can't talk about that team without talking about the coach, man.
Yeah.
Andy Reid's a beast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He really is.
Yeah. He eats, he eats a hot dog every quarter. Did you know that? That's like his thing. Yeah.
Say that in the microphone.
You know one hot dog every quarter, Andy Reid.
Andy Reid? Yeah. Well, I mean, just based on what he looks like, I could see that, but I've never seen it.
No,
do they have
he sneaks it. Well, since the winning streak started, he eats a hot dog every quarter. I think that comes out to what? 44 hot dogs?
Geez,
something
really?
Like that? Or
am I going to say this? I think I am.
What?
A good coach, but a bad parent.
Ooh, Andy Reid?
Yeah.
I think that applies to a lot of people.
Yeah.
I'm sure Bill Belichick is a great listener.
His kids. Yeah, how many of his sons died of heroin?
He's a gentle
heroin?
Lover.
Yeah,
I know that. So Andy Reid's son died of heroin, right?
Right.
Both of them.
Tony Dungy's son died of suicide by self-hatred.
Of being gay.
Right. Yeah.
Joe Philbin tried to swim across the Fox River in Oshkosh.
That's
didn't
right.
make it.
That's right. And he just fucked up? Did they ever?
Yeah, I mean, people do it. But it's a big current.
Yeah.
It's not a river to fuck with.
Okay. What other coaches had some fucked up shit happen to him?
Dickhead, four heart attacks.
Yeah. That's all him. He took on his own burden, you know? So Andy Reid's a horrible parent, but I think Andy Reid's going to get the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
It's a great coach.
They might not win, but I think he's going to get him there. Again. Second Super Bowl.
Remember, what was it, 1994 or 95 season when the Chargers started 0-4?
Yeah. That was Stan Humphries, right?
And 12-4 and just rolled through the playoffs, and then it got curb stopped in the Super Bowl. Yeah,
Niners.
But they just seem to be clicking on all cylinders. Yeah. They do have a couple injuries on defense, I think that might fuck them. But again, I think there's something to be said about the fact that even before going into today's games, the Steelers were a 14-1 favorite to win the Super Bowl, and they had to beat the Browns, which was you better beat them.
Yeah,
but then the Jets had to lose to Buffalo.
Which, you know, was realistic in Buffalo, but
yeah, but
not
but
probably,
to say
yeah.
like you know, odds are all the Jets had to do was win. That's all they had to do.
Or Steelers lose, yeah.
All the Jets had to do was win. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
I don't know. I think in the AFC is set up. It's different. I think the NFC is set up where the high seeds can roll, and I think the AFC is set up to where the low seeds can roll. And at the same time, I think everybody is still. Like, doesn't it just seem like a fucking Hollywood ending for Peyton Manning, too? It just seems so fucking scripted right now.
Fuck that guy.
Why do you say fuck that guy?
I say it's such bullshit, man. It just the whole thing where they put him in the fucking middle of the game, and the show, and at the end of it, he's like, oh, I'm hanging there, like, oh, I'm so dramatic. And fuck Peyton Manning, man. No, I'm serious. You got one ring, dude. You won. You're a good player. But fuck Denver, fuck Peyton. Sorry, that's how I feel.
Murph, can you elaborate on that at all? Can you take that to another level?
Yeah, there was a lot. I've never heard of
a point counterpoint, maybe
a riff like that before. I was going to ask you which one you think is more attractive.
You make a lot of good
which
points.
Which one? Which of who?
Between Peyton and Tom Brady.
Oh, I would. I mean, I'm a heterosexual. But I would go homo for Tom way before I'd go for Peyton.
Where would you draw the line? Like, let's say you and Tom are going at it, and you're like, all right, I'm up for some shit.
Going at it.
You know, he grabs your ears. He goes, you know what you're doing. And then, like, you're blowing him a little bit. And then where do you go?
Oh, hey, wait. No, but where do you? A little bit. Yeah, I'm not.
That's
I'm
assumed.
Not
that's
nobody.
Assumed.
When do you pull out your safety word? And what is it, Spumoni? What is it?
Whose finger goes in whose butt first? That's what I want to know.
You asked me several questions.
No. Well, all right, let's go back to the most basic of the
question. Back it up.
When do you say, all right, Tom, I know I'm blowing you everything, but I'm not going to do that.
I'm not blowing him.
No, what?
I'm blowing him.
You said you'd go homo for him.
Blowing
How
him
do you think
assumed.
It starts?
Yeah. I would. If you really needed it, I would.
Like it's like that's the gate. You know, you got to at least blow him to get it going.
Have you seen his wife?
You're changing
need,
the subject. Yeah. You said you'd go homo.
Maybe he's on the road. Maybe he's on the road.
I don't think you'd be making love. I don't know that that's.
No, hell no. Yeah, you're not looking Tom in the eyes.
Sex,
there's
no
way.
Giving you a couple smacks on the cheek.
The only way I have
divert
sex
your eyes.
Is making love. You should know that by now, Barry Murphy.
Why would I know that?
I didn't know.
Now you're really grossing me out. I'm thinking, like, what are you doing?
Murph, if you around? Can, you've had the ultimate mind fuck thrown at you right here. If you can, try and think about what's going on in the AFC playoff picture and tell our listeners out there who they might want to throw their kids' college fund on here.
Oh, man. I did, I think Gary's on to, I liked all of his picks except for I don't think KC would beat New England in New England. But I would love to see Pittsburgh beat New England in New England and go to the Super Bowl. I would love to see that.
Oh. Just to say, just to go back, and because the conspiracy theory, not this not today, but last week, was that Belichick lost the game on purpose against the Jets.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
No way.
No, but there was.
No, but I'm saying that this was what the theory was, to keep the Steelers out because he thought they were a more.
Well, there was a conspiracy that he lost today on purpose, too, because he didn't want to play the Steelers in round two.
It's all bullshit. Ah,
seriously. I don't think anyone loses on purpose.
I'm just saying.
Or is he helping out the NFL? Because how much of the ratings for a Steelers.
Yeah, but you think Belichick really gives a fuck about all that?
He's going to help Roger
Goodell. He's a company
Goodell.
Man now.
Get the fuck out of here.
Now it's set up for the Steelers to play
These
the Broncos.
These guys are cavemen.
In
they don't
two,
know all
not
that
them.
Stuff.
So, correct. Worst case scenario is they play them at home
in the AFC Championship.
The AFC Championship. Yep. Yeah.
Well, like, look at the Titans, for example. All they have to do is lose, and they get the number one pick. And they were, like, playing hard. They only lost by, what they lose, 34-27? Yeah. Like, so
still lost,
I think
though.
That throws the conspiracy things out there.
These people are monkeys.
They want to win.
They want to win.
All right.
Monkeys, said it here first.
Wow, monkeys want
to
win.
You heard it here first. Hey, for more groundbreaking commentary, make sure you head on over to the Daily Upper Decker, dailyupperdecker.com.
Just
you can find us
Mike's
on
address.
Facebook, on Twitter, at Daily Upper Deck. You can also find
I'll
us on
address.
Vine.
6200 Vista Del Mar. Come over and suck my dick.
Oh boy!
All right, so Mike Jem, what do you think? What do you think? The Super
Bowl? You can't
Bowl?
Find it. It's the Nazi sign. You just knock twice.
Mike Jem, the two teams that square off in the Super Bowl. Who are they? Two teams that square off in the Super Bowl.
I've already said this. It's New England by two scores over Arizona.
Oh, all right, by two scores.
Yeah, by two scores.
Gary,
probably 10 points.
Is there, but like points. The last 10 years, has there been a year where you haven't picked the Patriots go to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Which one?
There has. I don't remember.
I can't. See, this is the award-winning journalism that'll
you
keep
really
the Daily Upper Decker on the
man.
Map, all right? I will ask. I'm Frost over here.
When
Nixon
they got
answered the fucking question.
When they got eliminated, I thought they weren't going to go.
All right. Gary?
Cave under questioning, Henry.
I'm going to go Seahawks-Chiefs. Seahawks win by 4.
Mm.
Very specific.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's Seahawks-Steelers, a rematch of the 06 Super Bowl,
ooh,
I believe.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that.
But I'm going to go Seahawks-Chiefs. I think Chiefs get in.
Wow, Chiefs, huh? Yeah.
Mm.
I also have I have another prediction.
Go ahead.
This will be the first Super Bowl we've seen in real weather.
Like there's going to be some snow or something.
It's going to be a rain.
Well,
it's
San Francisco.
Rain.
Yeah, odds are
it's going to
rain.
Rain.
It rained
we'll
at
the
Bears Colts game.
Bears Colts in Miami.
Colts,
yeah.
No, Jacksonville. Wasn't it? No, was that? No,
I think it was Miami.
Was that
no.
Miami? Yeah, okay.
I'm talking about real weather.
You're talking about like, hardcore.
No, Jacksonville
game
was
affecting
Indianapolis.
Weather.
Or not, it was New England and the Eagles.
Yep.
And it rained a little bit there, too.
Okay, so you're saying some hardcore weather.
Yeah.
So you'd want Arizona as opposed to Seattle, because I think Seattle can play in a little windier, crazier conditions.
I
you don't think Seattle can play.
What I want
is the Patriots to pay the play
is
the
Roger
Patriots.
Goodell.
Oh boy.
To hand the trophy to my boy.
Who's
That's
that?
What I want.
Who's your boy?
James White. No, you dirty cocksucker.
Murph, what do you think? Two teams to square off in the postseason.
Man, I don't know. I'll go with Pittsburgh for the fun of it. Fuck it. I'll say Pittsburgh and Seattle. Yeah.
Oh,
I like
man,
Pittsburgh, Seattle.
High ratings right there.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go kind of like that, except I'm gonna go Pittsburgh and Carolina. Even though I said Arizona, I just think that all my conspiracy theories, I'm trying to like rack them through my brain and everything, and I think two East Coast teams are going to make the trip here because the Super Bowl's out west, and I think that for whatever reason you'll see Seattle, Arizona, all those teams that are like closer not make it, and you'll see two teams, Pittsburgh and Carolina. All the fans have to fly, they have to make the big trips, have to get the hotels.
Pretty good criminal record for both of those quarterbacks too, right?
Pittsburgh and Carolina?
Yeah.
One's a terrible driver. One's terrible at, like,
well,
accepting
Cam
no
Newton
for
also,
an answer.
Like, Cam Newton stole some laptops, right, when he was at Florida? Isn't that
Is that what it was? He was at Florida, stole some laptops.
Yeah. And then he transferred to Auburn.
I think that was a similar story of Sean Kemp.
Possibly. And then you get Roethlisberger's, you know, several rape allegations. It's pretty good.
So, all right, so I've got Pittsburgh,
story.
Carolina. Guilty you've got Pittsburgh,
them,
Seattle. He's got New England.
Arizona.
I'm going to take Seattle and the Chiefs.
Ah, that's at least a wide array.
Yeah,
I like it.
Not bad.
Well, really good. All right. Here, Mike, we just want to keep you on the hook here for a couple more minutes while we've got you.
Why?
This is like a mini factor fudge right here. I want to hear your – now you have to tell me your answer, and then you tell me why you think this is.
All right.
So, all right.
So I have to, like, show my math?
Before me, I have the top 10 leading causes of death in the United States, and I also have the top 10 – leading causes of death in India. Okay?
Yep.
You tell me which one is more of a death causer.
Higher number.
Higher
ranking, yeah.
Is it in India, or is it a higher cause of death in India, or a higher cause of death in the United States?
Okay, bring it.
Lung disease. Higher cause of death in India, or higher cause of death in the United States?
United States.
That is incorrect.
Pollution.
Everyone fucking smokes over there, right?
Oh, I think it'd be more smoking, right? I think, you see everyone in Asia. That's actually considered Asia. Everybody in Asia smokes. Like, that's probably how, like, you know, Marlboro and, like, what are they owned by? Nabisco Stills or RJ Reynolds?
Yeah. Something like that. But they haven't cut down.
That's right. How they're still in business, right?
There's that, like,
America, we'll pay your fines. There are 2 billion fuckers over in Asia who smoke.
Am I still being pulled here?
I
think so, yeah. Yeah, you're still
so lung disease, you're wrong. It's the number 2.
Oh, for one, Mike.
It's the number 2 killer.
In India.
India.
Holy shit.
All right. Influenza and pneumonia. Higher cause of death in India or the United States?
India.
That is correct. I'm surprised that it took you that long. So number 5 cause of death. In India, it's the number 8 cause of death in America. Diabetes.
I had a couple of loved ones.
Is gingivitis on there?
Influenza. Gingivitis?
Hear this? Diabetes.
Hey, you smelling this over here?
Did you just rip one?
No.
You got
to said gingivitis. You motherfucker.
Diabetes. America or India?
America.
Yeah, it's not even on the list. Road traffic accidents,
America
or India?
America. I'm going to guess India on that one.
Well, it's got accidents for America, number 4.
Huh.
And number 10.
Huh.
Although so number nine is falls. So I think that's...
But road traffic...
You fall. You know, you fall off your chair.
What constitutes an accident, too? Like, is Robin Williams an accident? No, I'm just kidding.
No, he killed himself.
Oh, well, I thought by accident. Or
speaking of which, suicide, higher rate of death,
America
in America or
America,
India?
America.
That is incorrect. It's the number 8 cause of death in India.
Interesting.
It was at number nine here.
Number 10.
Oh, wow.
Intentional self-harm. And finally,
America.
Diarrheal diseases.
Oh, that's gotta be India.
India or Detroit?
Come on.
Oh.
Or Detroit.
Detroit.
No, it's India. It's
number one is probably India.
He duped.
So in India, that's a number four.
Yeah.
Number four cause of
death. You know,
India.
They shit in the street.
Diarrhea.
India.
Yeah.
Like,
I write articles for Mandatory all the time about it.
Terry and everything. Yeah,
it is so bad in India of people shitting in the streets that they had to create a Mr. Pooh, like a real Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh, to go around.
Hey, everybody, don't shit in the streets.
Yeah. Use the bathroom.
Is it just because they can't get to a bathroom in time?
They don't have them.
No, that's what happens to me.
Yeah, there's so many Buffalo Wild Wings there.
It's because
they don't have
they don't have legitimate plumbing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Plumbing is fucked.
You
it's kind of like the Slumdog Millionaire thing where they poop in the in the thing.
They poop in the street.
But in China, they have bathrooms because it's the number 48 cause of death in China. Diarrheal diseases.
What was number one in the U.S.?
Noodles. Chinese heart lie
disease?
About that
and
shit.
It's heart disease in both.
Yeah. Oh, both. Okay.
It's heart disease, low birth weight, a number six killer in India.
Wow.
Ooh, interesting.
Which
they have so many fucking kids.
Which,
right?
But I figure so many doctors are Indian. That would really sway me from having an Indian doctor. Like, your kid looks fine. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Weight's a little low.
Where's your degree?
Calm down, Tommy Gimli. Those doctors moved to America for a reason.
I feel like when I look at the top 10 causes of death in India, like I'm looking at like the 1885 top 10 causes of death in America, right? Like
amazing.
Tuberculosis is on the list at number 7.
The plague.
Somehow I feel this poll has been
donkey kicked to the chest.
Smallpox. Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Shit, this was Miss America 1880. Holy shit. Guys, it's been a hell of a time. This will serve as our NFL postseason preview for Tommy Gimler, Gary Dudek, Barry Murphy, and Michael.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Check us out at dailyupperdecker.com.
The Daily Upper Decker. Nothing but sports and crap.